This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. Army says the Colorado man who rented a Tesla Cybertruck and detonated explosives in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas showed no signs of mental distress before he went on leave. Over the weekend, the Pentagon said Master Sergeant Matthew Liversberger had taken advantage of support programs, but they also said he didn't display any, quote, concerning behaviors in late 2024 before he was granted personal leave. State lawmakers return to the Capitol this week. CPR's Benta Berkland says the top issue of the session will be balancing a tight budget.
For the next 4 months, Colorado's 100 lawmakers will gather under the Gold Dome to discuss and pass laws that touch on all aspects of life in this state, from schools and healthcare to roads and prisons. There will be a lot of familiar faces and also first-time lawmakers grappling with the state's thorniest challenges, all under the backdrop of a new national political landscape and a second Trump presidency. Lawmakers also need to close a nearly $700 million budget shortfall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans can now choose a Chicano-themed license plate for their cars or motorcycles. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The plate features a pair of clasped brown hands with mountains and a bright sunburst sky. Jose Ortega leads the Pueblo-based organization that will collect the donations required to purchase the special plate. He says Chicano movement leaders worked for years to make it a reality.
It's about being seen, valued, and respected. It's about the Chicano community and that the pride represents our strength, our history, about being seen authentically.
Ortega says they'll use the funds raised by the one-time plate fee to support youth programs around the state. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.